May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to your weekly program, Spiritual Chaos. Alhamdulillah, this is that program where we receive your messages with your requests for spiritual cures, whether it's an illness that somebody in the family is suffering from, whether it's some trouble, some problem, some difficulty that you're facing. Alhamdulillah, this program is for you. Before we move on, I'll just like to introduce our weekly guest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Aisab?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, la kulli hal.
Subhanallah.
Thank you for joining us. Before we move on towards the messages that we've received, we will mention one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to make istighfar. I seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in it. So, sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'd just like to add here, I know we just mentioned it in regards to writing durood in the book, and then as long as it remains, then angels will continue to do istighfar, seek forgiveness for that person. Remember that sometimes when we write something, and we, you know, for example, we'll write Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we write sallam or saad, etc., we should write the whole of the durood sharif, and then inshallah we will also receive the blessings that just been mentioned in this benefit of reciting or writing a durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji Adil bhai, few messages, if I can just read out to you, if you just bear with me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to request an istikhara. Mother's name is, I'm just wanting to check whether there's any bandish, if there's any stoppages, any hindrance in my marriage. So if you can do istikhara for me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please request a wazifa for stroke?
Stroke.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a spiritual cure for problems at home? I think they're probably referring to domestic disputes, etc. You just mentioned problems.
Generally as well.
Yeah, general problems. Problems at home. Inshallah, Allah make things easy for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please do istikhara? My name is, and my mother's name is. Okay. No code name mentioned, Adil bhai, but we'll just put down a second istikhara request. Inshallah, I'll forward these on. Adil bhai, I'll leave them with you if you can.
Inshallah.
Take them out. And whilst we are waiting, inshallah, I've got June's edition of the monthly magazine. Namely Fizani Madina in front of me, and I've got Darul Iftah al-Sunnah chapter open, inshallah, whilst we're waiting for Adil bhai and he takes some replies of the request for spiritual cures, inshallah, we will go through some of these questions. making a will to donate one's kidney. What did the Muftiyan Ikram say in regards to this question? What do the scholars of Islam say regarding the following matter? Is it okay for a person to make a will to donate his kidneys? Also, what is the ruling if a person did not make such a will, but after his death, his inheritors donate his body parts, for example, his eye, kidney, etc.? Answer. First of all, we must keep in mind that a person can only make a will regarding those things which are under his ownership. One, and secondly, their ownership is transferable, i.e. another person can be granted ownership of them. Human organs are neither a commodity nor something that can be owned. Therefore, another cannot be made the owner of them. Additionally, during a life and after death, a human is to be respected. This ruling also includes all of a human's organs. Therefore, it is impermissible and haram to remove any part of a human and use it to derive any sort of benefit. Hence, it is impermissible in the Sharia for a person to make a will during his life for his kidney or any other bodily part to be donated after his death. Likewise, it is impermissible for his inheritors to enact this will. If his inheritors carried out this will or donated his organs of their own accord without the deceased having made a will, they are major sinners. Ji Dilbhai, I saw you hinting towards me.
Ji Labbaik, I said regarding if general, as obviously somebody think there is blockage in their work, or sometime obviously they seem to think the marriage blockage as well. So I'll give the one wazifa for the marriage. You can read Surah Ikhlas 41 times after Isha namaz, before and after Durood-e Pak, and then do dua in court of Allah for nek rishta, jaiz rishta. You inshallah you will be get success. One wazifa I'll give for the marriage generally as well. If there is an obstacle in the marriage of any girl or a boy, there is a stumbling block, bandish, recite Surah At-Teen 60 times, beginning with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, each time daily after Salatul Fajr. In the state of Abudu, inshallah, within 40 days, your desire will be fulfilled. Surah At-Teen, 40 days, 60 times. With the Bismillah Sharif, each time you're going to start, inshallah, Azzawajal, whatever desire will be fulfilled, inshallah, Azzawajal.
Subhanallah, Masha'Allah. So you've given us two wazifas. Firstly, you mentioned about Surah Ikhlas.
After Isha.
I was just going to ask you that, is there any fixed time when after Isha, recite Surah Ikhlas 41 times. Durushi before and after, and they make dua, or
they
just
have to do dua obviously, okay, in the court of Allah.
And this you need to do for any until
obviously they get married,
okay,
meaning
until needs are fulfilled.
Yes,
okay, subhanAllah.
Regarding home problem, I'll mention it first and then I'll inshallah get the stroke one because I haven't get it yet. Just get the pure ball. Normally in Pakistan we have a clear balls to drink the water. So just get any ball, empty one, just write it on Ya Wali in the middle and put some water in it and sprinkle all your four walls in the house. Inshallah azawajal, your home will be protected from any type of difficulties. Inshallah azawajal.
So I'll just add on to that, in regards to the bowl or the utensil, you can say it can be made of any material, whether it's clay, whether it's this porcelain, like the glass type, whether it's glass, wood, metal, it can be any material, but it needs to be new. It needs to be new and used. And then you'll just write Ya Wali, as in Ya Alif, Waw, Alif, and then Lam and Ya. So you don't need to write the Zabar, Zair, Pesh, etc. You'll just write it in any, you know, there's no specific type of pen or ink, any type of marker or felt pen. So you'll just write it just the once. You'll put some water into that same bowl, and then you'll wash that taweez that you've written, the Ya Wali that you've written. You'll actually wash that into the water. So the water becomes spiritualized, the water becomes blessed. And then what you will do is you'll go throughout the whole home, every room, four corners, leaving out the bathroom. And you'll only sprinkle. So you, for example, if you're holding the bowl, if you take as an example that this is the bowl, so you'll only just sprinkle a little bit of water to all the four corners of each room like that. You won't be, you know, pouring water, because remember, this water is now spiritualized. So this water, if you start, you know, splashing a lot of water, for example, like handfuls, etc., then that water will trickle down the wall and then come onto the floor, and that's disrespectful, because this water is now spiritualized. So if you do this, inshallah, any types of problems that you are facing, and this is not specific to you know, the message that we've received to that family, anyone listening, anyone watching, who's tuned in at the moment, I've got permission to do this amal. And you can take note of it, and you can also pass it on to friends and relatives as well. Any type of, whether it's illnesses, you know, in the home, it seems like, you know, one person is ill and he gets better, and then, you know, another child is ill and another child is ill, and, you know, it's like one's getting better and, you know, it's as if it's, you know, it's circulating throughout the home. So sometimes this does happen in some houses, or there's some kind of, or there's other type of problems. Things are getting lost regularly in the home. You're facing difficulties, you know, problems arising, even to the extent, you know, somebody is he's lost his job, etc. He's looking for another job. He can't seem to find another job. Even things like this as well. You can do this amal, inshallah, azawajal, and if Allah wills, then things will start getting better, inshallah, azawajal.
Regarding stroke, very beautiful method. If the person obviously has been affected with a stroke, just get metal plate, flat one.
Steel. Eh?
Steel. You can get it from here. I think so, from the normal Asian shops. So get the flat one and just write Surah Wattin complete in the that plate, and give it to the person to see it. And that same plate, you can put the water and give it to them to drink it as well. With that, inshallah, azawajal, if they have any stroke pain, any difficulties or stroke or issues, inshallah, azawajal, will be get clear.
Subhanallah.
Regarding headache, Haji Sahab, if somebody's have a, nowadays are quite a lot issues, especially when it's summer, they have allergy issues, and with that obviously headache as well and eye issues as well. So sir, that if somebody's have a headache, just read after the namazi asr suratul takasur, read that one times before and after durud pak, and then blow on your head. If you can't do it, then ask someone and blow it on your head, or you can blow it on your hand and rub it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, your headache will be cleared.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
I've recently noticed some bruising on my arms. If I can get istikhara done, please. My mother's name is inshallah, we'll send this on to the majlis, inshallah, and once we get the istikhara reply, near the last quarter of the program, inshallah, when the replies for the istikhara will be mentioned. Those of you who do want istikhara done, if you send in the name of the person whose istikhara you want doing, along with the mother's name and a brief description of what istikhara you would like. Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Can I have a spiritual cure for hair loss? Hair loss. Adil bhai?
Labbaik, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a vazifa for I'll see if I can pronounce it right. Varicose veins.
I understand it. The veins gets thicker and.
Okay. So, Dilbhai knows better than me, alhamdulillah. Varicose veins. Did I pronounce that correct as well, Dilbhai?
Ji.
Okay, that's fine. Varicose veins. Is it where they like swelling of the veins, is it?
I'm guessing. Probably, Aisab, you've seen it mostly the English people have on the legs, you know. Our people as well, sometime when they get older, so they go on thicker, you know, especially on the legs.
And then it's painful for
you. You can see on the outside as well, so.
Okay. So it's just like swelling of the veins, then I think.
Inside, yeah, blood issues, so for that reason.
So the circulation, the problem with the blood circulation.
Yeah.
Allah Ta'ala grant you cure, inshallah. That Dilbhai will give us a wazifa, inshallah.
Inshallah,
as well, make it better for you and relieve the pain, inshallah, that you're going through, that you're suffering. I'll just check any messages, Dilbhai. While you're taking them out, inshallah, I think I've given you a couple, haven't I? So if I let you carry on with them, we'll come back to the questions again, inshallah, as well. Making the intention of ihram but forgetting talbiyah. What do the scholars of Islam say regarding the following matter? Whilst traveling from Pakistan to Makkah al-Mukarramah, a person made the intention of ihram from Miqat, but forgot to say the talbiyah and entered Miqat. After entering, he made the intention for ihram at Masjid Aisha, recited talbiyah and performed Umrah. What is the ruling in this case? Answer. In the scenario mentioned, if besides the talbiyah, he did not recite any other zikr of Allah Almighty, which involves glorifying Allah Almighty, such as Subhanallah, etc., it is necessary, i.e. wajib, for him to give dam, i.e. a penalty. This is because to enter the state of ihram, it is necessary to make the intention of ihram as well as recite the talbiyah or any other dhikr which comprises of glorifying Allah Almighty. For example, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, etc., etc. In the above case, the individual forgot to recite the talbiyah and he did not recite any dhikr glorifying Allah Almighty. And thus, he did not become a muhrim, i.e. someone who's in the state of ihram. Therefore, hajj or umrah as well as dam became wajib, i.e. necessary upon him due to entering miqat without ihram. In this situation, prior to performing umrah, it was necessary for him to go to an afaqi miqat, such as Taif or Medina. Make the intention for ihram again, enter ihram after reciting talbiyah and then perform umrah. If he were to do this, the dam would be waived. However, he made the intention of ihram at Hill, recited talbiyah and then performed umrah. And so dam became necessary upon him. However, by doing Umrah that year, the Umrah that became necessary upon him was fulfilled, even though he did not make an intention to carry out that specific Umrah that became wajib upon him. This is because the actual purpose is to honor that sacred land, which can be achieved through performing any type of Hajj or Umrah. Even if the intention for ihram was made at Hill, the violation of not entering ihram from the afaqi miqat will be made up for by giving dam. Note, in the above mentioned scenario, if the individual did not perform any type of hajj or umrah in the same year, it will be necessary for him in the upcoming year to perform hajj or umrah with the intention of carrying out that specific Hajj or Umrah, which became necessary due to crossing Miqat without Ihram. This Hajj or Umrah will not be considered fulfilled by performing any other Hajj or Umrah, because once the year has ended, this Hajj or Umrah has now become necessary upon him as qaza. So he'll be fulfilling that what he missed. In the case of making up for a qaza, it is essential to specify the intention. Also in this situation, to offer the qaza, hajj or umrah, if the individual in concern is in hill, it is sufficient to make the intention from hill. If he is in Makkah, Tul Mukarrama, it is sufficient to enter the ihram of umrah from hill. As for the ihram of hajj, it will suffice to tie it from the haram.
Regarding
hair completely,
That's why
the answer first.
Regarding hair falls, quite a lot people have these issues, but we mentioned it quite a lot of time. But I'm going to mention it again. Just try to write down. If you can't, then you can contact, obviously, nearest the stall, Tavizati Tariya stall, inshallah. We can give you the written one, inshallah. Get the mustard oil, recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time. And then in the state of wudu, and blow onto the bottle of a mustard or coconut oil. You can use any oil, and then massage of this oil on the head daily at the time of sleeping. Meaning when you go for a sleep, just try it before 5 minutes, rub it properly in your head, and then go for a sleep. And in the morning you can have a shower, inshallah, azawajal. Your hair falling will be stopped, inshallah, azawajal, with that. Even you can protect your beard as well from this. So try to use the oil with the beard as well, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please do my istikhara? My name is and my mother's name is. They haven't mentioned what problem or what probably general istikhara, but I'll make a note, inshallah.
Labbaik.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can I request a spiritual cure? I'm suffering from severe headaches.
Labbaik.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a wazifa for back pain?
Labbaik.
Just mentioned back pain and I just felt a little twitch in my back, Adil bhai. So, I'll see what you're going to give us for back pain as well, inshallah.
Regarding, first I'll give the varical veins, if somebody's have an illness, these type of illness. One very beautiful Durood-e Pak, our Peer Murshid given to us. Anybody can write it down and then drink it. Just write it down, this Durood-e Pak, on the piece of paper. Try to lick it. If you can't lick it, then put it in the bottle and try to drink for 40 days. Hopefully with that, inshallah, any type of illness, even the veins problem, blood problem, will be clear, inshallah, with that.
If you just repeat that, how do they need to do it, Adil?
They just write it down on the piece of paper, state of wudu, and then if they can lick it, they can lick it. If not, then put it in the water bottle and just try to drink it for 40 days. Hopefully with that, inshallah, any type of illness.
So they don't need to write it just the once. Just write it just the once and then put it into a bottle or a glass or etc.
Yes, they can just after the 40 days, they can write it again, new one, and use it hopefully with that, inshallah. So it will be okay.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. That's
regarding bruises, I said that's sometimes happens with the obviously in Pakistan, especially when we sleep on the charpai and katmals or something, obviously comes in. It happens, but in this country, sometimes obviously we have issues. I'll give the one method again, Hisar. Just try to do the last three surahs three times. You're going to read it with the Bismillah Sharif. Once all three of them read it with the Durood-e Pak before and after, blow it on your hand, rub all over the body. Second time, same way. Third time, same way. Hopefully, with that, inshallah, if you seem to think that there is something which is making of these bruises, they will be. Run away, inshallah.
Maybe somebody's bumped into something during the day. You know, like when you're working, sometimes you don't realize something. And you just might have nudged something. And then, you know, that
realize.
Moment you didn't, you know, you can't remember. Then afterwards, maybe in the
later
evening when you're changing, your clothes, or even the next day. Sometimes on the same day you don't notice it. Maybe you know the following day or a couple of days later, it's actually bruised up, but you'd never thought anything of it. But because it happened a couple of days ago, now you can't remember.
Exactly.
So then you think, oh, where did this bruise come
from? Sometimes it happens.
I'll just stop you there, Adil Bhai, because it's time for our segment, which is today's spiritual cure. Over to you, Adil Bhai.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri Channels, you are watching Spiritual Cures. And today's spiritual cure is protection from a dog attack. Sometimes we are walking and a dog is barking on us. So it's very beautiful, wazifa, and simple as well. If a dog start to bark and attack on the way in walk, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, 3 times, inshallah, the dog will go away quietly.
Subhanallah,
it's not going to bark you.
MashaAllah, I think this one's a good one for everybody. Because I can remember, if I look back, probably many episodes where something like this happened. Where you're walking and ahead you see some, quite a large dog, or the looks of it don't look pleasant, and you maybe turn around or go the other way, or go from the other street, etc. I can remember many occasions like this, and alhamdulillah, if I knew this spiritual cure at that time, we could have put it into practice. But sometimes, you could be just walking and, there's a dog and he starts barking, etc. And, there is fear that maybe, this dog might attack me. So you just need to recite this 3 times. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. You will mention the Irab at the end. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. I think maybe you didn't mention. I think you didn't mention, but Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. So you'll recite this 3 times, and that's it. You don't need to, Durushi before and after, you don't need to blow towards the dog or anything like that. You'll just recite this 3 times, and inshallah, that dog will turn around and go away. It won't bother you, inshallah. So it's worth keeping on yourself, or if you've taken the picture while it was on the screen. And if you didn't, it is very simple. And I think if you mention it a few times or recite it a few times, you'll probably remember it.
Inshallah.
As well. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu. You just need to remember that you need to recite it 3 times. But I'll tell you something, Adil Bhai, this came to my mind just while I was just mentioning the actual wazifa. Sometimes you know something, but when it comes to the clinch, or when it comes to that like precise time that you need it,
Allah,
your mind goes blank.
It clears.
So that can be an issue. But I think still that if you memorize and you remember it, inshallah, it'll come handy, inshallah. This is something
if you forgot, just read through the park, it will come up, inshallah.
Inshallah. That's mashallah. Adil Bhai has given another wazifa for that. When you actually trying to remember something and it's not coming in the mind, then recite the durood upon the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah, you'll remember what you're trying to, that you've forgotten, that you're trying to remember. But yes, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, and inshallah, this will be protection of any dog attack. Inshallah. Jazakallah.
Regarding swear headache, if somebody's have a headache, which is obviously never goes away, sometimes they feel
severe.
Just write on the piece of paper Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim without any Arab. Just write it on Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and make a ta'weez, make an amulet, and then try to wear it wherever you have a more pain. Just put it on there. If you wear in a hat, if it's a male person, then put it on the hat and keep it on your head until you get obviously pain away, get rid of them completely. And then if the Islamic sister, then they have a more easier, because they all the time obviously have a scarf or a shawl on the head. So just wear it on that and keep it on head hopefully with that, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you'll
pay. Another option, especially for the Islamic sisters, another option of the Ilbaisam is, you know, when you mention this, oh yeah, that's a good idea, you can do that. But, you know, generally speaking, it doesn't come to the mind. Now, a good one for the Islamic sisters, you know, because they have the scarf on, etc. What they can do is, you know, like the safety pins.
Yes.
So, for example, you've got the taweez, you've plastic coated it. The reason why we mentioned plastic coating, remember that any amulet that you get, remember there's moisture in the atmosphere. Then if it gets wet, then the ink, you know, that it's been written with, it actually flows, spreads, etc. Or even you know, some of it can be removed, and then that taweez is turned down. Now it's incomplete. It's you know, it's not going to work anymore. So it's void, you can say. So this is the reason why we recommend that any amulet that you get, or even if it's something that you're writing yourself, like Adil Bhai just mentioned regarding writing Bismillah Sharif. So when you folded it, coat it with plastic, as in sellotape it in both directions,
or
you can use, or something, a good example which we recommend is, yeah, take some cling film.
So
I think, you know, which house is without cling film? You know, we wrap our sandwiches, we cover our, you know, utensils before we put something into the fridge, etc. So take some cling film, which with tried and tested, you can say, with practice, cling film is an excellent barrier for keeping moisture. Or dampness or wetness out. So the amulet, you put some sellotape on it first, or take a small piece of cling film, wrap that around the actual amulet, and then put some sellotape on, and inshallah that will protect the taweez for a long time, inshallah. Because remember, even, you know, somebody might say, okay, well, I don't wear mine in the when I go for a shower, or when I take a bath, I remove it. But remember that there's moist in the atmosphere.
Even
and
the
that,
body.
With time, you know, some moisture does actually get to the taweez. This is another reason why we also recommend that when you do get an amulet, when you get a taweez and you're wearing it, do try to update or change it in a year or so, you know, annually or a little bit around. It's like sometimes, you know, we'll have somebody who comes to, you know, the Ruhani Lodge stalls, and he'll request a taweez for his child for evil eye, you know, nazar protection. And he'll get that, you know, when the child was like newly born, he was only, you know, a few months, etc., a few weeks even. And, you know, they'll get that taweez for the child, so the child's wearing it. Now, and they'll come, you know, long time after, they'll come back to the stall, they say, my child's crying, etc., or he keeps getting evil eye, I don't know, well, you know, what's the matter, can you please check? But when they actually, oh, and when you ask them, when is the child wearing the taweez, and they'll mention, yeah, my child is wearing the taweez. When did you get it? Oh, I got it about 5 years ago, or, you know, even longer sometimes. So now they probably got that when the child was newly born.
True.
And then the child's been wearing it all these years. Now he's like 7, 8, 10 year old, etc. And he's got that taweez for all these years. When you actually open that taweez and look, it might be even blank there. There might be nothing even in there. So how do you expect that taweez to actually benefit you? So remember, you need to plastic coat, so then it keeps the moisture out. But do update it. I've actually drifted away from where we were anyway. But some more tips in regards to wearing amulets and how to use them and get them, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Ji, Dil Bhai.
Ji, it's about back pain. Somebody's have a back pain or issues. First of all, I'm going to mention, if you have a back pain, just try to contact our nearest bastha, nearest stall, and get a string, dori in our language, to wear it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, hopefully with that, inshallah, pain will be get relieved, inshallah. I'll mention one wazifa. After salah, recite this ayah 7 times and perform dham on both hands, and then rub the hands on the area of a pain. Inshallah, the pain will get relieved, inshallah. It's mentioned part 28, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. So this ayat 21, verse 21, this memorize it. If you can't, then open it and read it and blow it on your hand and rub wherever you have pain. Inshallah, you get relieved.
Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can you please do istikhara for me? My mother's name is, my life has become very difficult and I'm not understanding what is happening. Please help me. Inshallah, I'll mention, but it is handy if you do mention some kind of code word or code name, or it can be numbers, it can be anything. It just makes it easier that we'll just mention the code name or the code number or the code word.
Yes.
And for yourself, it'll make it easier that you'll understand that this reply is for myself. Any wazifa, Adil Bhai, if you can, somebody who's finding difficulties.
Ji, labbaik, I'll take it inshallah.
Ji, Allah Ta'ala make things easy for you. Maybe Allah will remove the difficulties and the problems that you are facing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can I have a wazifa for eye pain? I'll leave them with you, Adil Bhai. I'll come back to some
inshallah.
Some more questions. Send that for istikhara, inshallah. Starting another tawaf without offering two rakahs of salah first. Question: what do the scholars of Islam say regarding the following matter? What is the ruling regarding starting another tawaf before offering two units of salah for the first one, i.e. the first tawaf? If someone has done this, will dam or kafara be necessary upon them? Answer: it is necessary, i.e. wajib, to offer the two units after performing tawaf, if it is not a makruh time. It is sunnah to offer these immediately after the tawaf. Therefore, outside of the makruh times, to start another tawaf without offering the two units of the first tawaf is makruh and against the sunnah, as this will entail abandoning the sunnah of offering the two units straight after the tawaf. However, this will not result in any dam or kafara becoming binding. In any case, if it is a makruh time, it will be permissible without any element of dislike to start a new tawaf without offering the two units first.
Regarding if somebody's obviously, as obviously mentioned, the person or too many difficulties in the life, any calamities or any difficulties, just read, Ya Muhayminu, the one who recites 29 times every day will remain safe from every adversity and calamities. Inshallah. So just try to read daily 29 times only before and after Durood-e Pak. Ya Muhayminu, Inshallah, you will be safe from any difficulties.
Subhanallah. No fixed time,
no fixed time, any time.
So basically, once any problems, any difficulties that you're facing, you only need to do it once in the day. And it's 29 times, Ya Muhaymin. I'd just like to clarify that here, it's the ha which is coming from the bottom of the throat. Okay?
With
it's
the
not
two
that
eyes.
Don't, yeah. Or do ankhum ala, like they say in Urdu. So the one with the two eyes. Mm-hmm. I think if I just said the one with the two eyes, people would think, ha with the two eyes. But
Allah.
In Urdu, when they mention, or in our language, mm-hmm. they say, ankhum ala ha.
One is the ha.
So the one where the voice is coming from, deep within the, from the chest.
Chest, yes. Yeah.
Ya Muhayminu, 29 times. And inshallah, with any type of difficulty, problems that you're facing, inshallah, if Allah wills, they will be removed.
Inshallah. Regarding eye pain, that's common as well. Quite a lot of people have these issues with the pain and redness, or sometimes eczema as well in the eyesight. So they have a difficulties. Very beautiful and simple wazifa. If you try to memorize it and do that daily, hopefully with that, inshallah, your eyesight will be okay and pain get relief as well. Ya Muqitu. Whoever suffer redness of the eye and pain should invoke this 10 times and perform them. before and after Durood-e Pak, 10 times read it, Ya Muqeetu, Ya Muqeetu, and do them on your finger. Obviously, you can't blow it on the eyes, but you can do it on the thumb on your fingers and rub the fingers on your eyes. Hopefully, with that, inshallah.
But you can blow on someone else, though.
Someone else, yes.
Okay, mashallah. And remember, the pronunciation needs to be correct, and Durood Sharif before and after. Remember, with any spiritual cure that's been given to you, if the you know, if the brothers have mentioned to you or not, do recite the Durood-e Pak before and after. Sometimes there's a specific amount. So sometimes you know, when the brother's giving you a spiritual cure and he'll mention that recite three Durood Sharif three times before and three times after. That's because in regards to that particular spiritual cure, it's been mentioned to recite it that particular amount of times. You know, it might be a spiritual cure where it mentions that recite Durood-e Pak 11 times before and 11 times after, or once before, once after. So if any specific amount has been mentioned, and the muballigh, the person who's giving the spiritual cure, was mentioning the spiritual cure, or even if you're, for example, you've got you know, one of the booklets of Dawood Islami open, which in relation to spiritual cures. For example, if you've got Madini Treasure of Blessings, Madini Panch Surah, and you take something out from there. Now, sometimes it'll mention that you recite the Durood-e Pak this many times before and after, and sometimes it won't. So where it doesn't mention Durood-e Pak in any specific amount, then even if it's the ones that you recited, but do recite Durood-e Pak before and after any spiritual cure, inshallah. I'll just mention the istikhara replies that we've got so far. Inshallah, so then we've got them covered because we are in the last quarter. The first istikhara request, Adil Bhai, which was mentioned, was in regards to marriage and whether there's any hindrance of any sort in regards to the marriage. The istikhara reply has come back as just a test. So you are being tested. Nobody's done anything, there's no hindrance, nobody's put some kind of stoppage or kind of blockage in the way that's why you can't get married. It's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. You gave a vazifa, Adil Bhai, I think, for marriage, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just continue with the actual spiritual cure, which was mentioned in regards to that. If your pockets do give permission, then do spend in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Give some sadaqah, because remember, sadaqah removes problems, difficulties, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this period of azmaish, period of test that you're going through, that you're facing, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this will also come to an end as well. So do try and give some charity, some sadaqah, if it's possible, if your pocket gives permission. Adil Bhai, the istikhara indication, so the istikhara request, which was in regards to seeing some bruises on the arms and can't remember what's happened, the istikhara indication has come back as asrat, an indication of asrat. Adil Bhai, if you can take some wazifa while I'm just mentioning this. The indication is of asrat. Inshallah, Adil Bhai will give us a ruhani raj, a spiritual cure in regards to this. He did mention one thing, which was when you go to sleep, doing the hisar, which is also a blessed sunnah of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, before they went to sleep, they used to perform hisar. Hisar is like encircling yourself. It's like you putting a boundary around yourself, a protection boundary, a protection barrier, you can even say. So it's like a hisar, like you're encircling yourself in within like a boundary of protection. You can just to make it easier for you to understand. And how you do that is that you recite the three quls, the Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, Surah Nas, three times with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time, and then blow upon your palms of your hand and rub all over your apparent body as far as your hands can reach, and do the same the second time and the third time as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will protect you from anything and everything, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Inshallah.
So this is recommended, and we'll see if Adil Bhai will give any other vazifa in regards to this as well, inshallah. Another istikhara request which was received was in regards to difficulties and not feeling up to doing things, etc. So the reply in regards to this was a test. There's no there's no evil eye, there's no asrat or any type of problem that somebody has done something to you. A lot of the times, when things don't seem to be like regular, things are irregular, mm-hmm. things aren't normal, somebody's not feeling well, or some difficulties he's facing, some problems, or even sometimes you're going to work and the day hasn't gone as planned. We think, somebody might have done something. And true. This is where superstition and things like this also, when I was driving to work and a black cat crossed my way, etc. These things also crawl in as well. And remember, superstitiousness doesn't exist.
But alhamdulillah,
Maktabatul Madinah has printed actually a booklet in regards to superstitiousness, which is a beautiful read. I think it has been translated in English as well. So it is available in English and Urdu. If you don't have a Dawud Islami bookshop in your locality, then not to worry, because alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami's website is widely available. You only need access to the internet, which I think, especially here in the UK, none of us have difficulty. Whether you're mobile or whether you're at home, you've got access. Log into www.dawatislami.net and go onto the book section and put in the search of whichever book that you're wanting to search, and inshallah you can actually download it totally free of cost, and it's in so many different languages as well. English, Urdu, and which is your mother tongue, then you can have it in different languages as well. Another request which was sent in regards to, I'm actually having difficulty, and you can understand from me and maybe even you who are tuned in, who are watching as well, might also be finding it difficult that was this my reply or was it somebody else's reply. This is what makes life easier for us and as well for yourself, when you mention a code name or a code word or anything, something that will indicate, and then you'll know directly that this is my istikhara reply. But no worries, we're not complaining. We're just trying to make life easier for yourself, and it'll be easier for us to actually mention it as well. And the fourth istikhara reply, which I've had sent, and it was regarding, it was just a request for istikhara. Nothing was mentioned. This was the fourth one though. And it was just, can you do my istikhara? And the istikhara has been performed. Now, whatever reason that you wanted it done for wasn't mentioned, but the istikhara indication has come back of evil eye. Indication of evil eye. Adilbhai, if you can take note, please, if you can have a spiritual cure before the end of the program in regards to evil eye as well, which will help, inshallah, this person who sent in the message. So the indication in the istikhara has come as evil eye, nazar-e-bad. Inshallah, Adilbhai will give us a spiritual cure in regards to this, how to remove this evil eye as well, inshallah. The fifth istikhara reply, which I've just received as well, was in regards to difficulties. Facing difficulties and problems, and they can't understand what's happening, and they requested for help. The istikhara indication is of azmaish, is of a test. Nobody has done anything, so you don't need to worry. Nobody has done anything on you, or nothing's, something is, affecting or putting these problems. Mm-hmm. It is a matter of test. So inshallah, Adilbhai, for azmaish, can we have one wazifa for azmaish as well, please?
Inshallah.
We've had a few replies of istikhara where they've come back as test. I did suggest that do try and give sadaqah, inshallah, that will eradicate problems. And remember, sadaqah not only removes difficulties and problems that you're facing, but also diverts those problems which you might have faced in the future. Pious predecessors and buzurgs, alhamdulillah, you come to learn and read. If you do study some of the books that some had habit of giving sadaqah in the beginning of the day. Maybe when you wake up in the morning and you're getting ready for work,
start with that.
It's not the amount that counts, it's the thought and the intention that counts. Even a small amount in the morning before you set off, and Allah knows better that what problems or what calamities you might have faced, but they diverted because of the charity that you gave. So inshallah, whenever you can or how much you can, one should try abundantly and give in the way of Allah.
Yes, but I'll mention it quickly, three results. One is if somebody is facing asrat issue, jinnat problems, write it down 69 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, on a piece of a paper, frame it and hang it inside the home or a shop. Inshallah, jinn will not come to that place. And if they're already in there, so when you're going to hang it, hopefully they will run away from there, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
69 times, La ilaha illallah.
Why if somebody can't write this, Adil bhai? It's like somebody, you can't write at all.
Then you need to contact us. We are available, inshallah.
So just because they can't write it, you know, we're not saying to them, okay, we can't write it then.
No, no.
You know, that's your problem.
We are here.
Subhanallah. So if you can't write it, don't worry. You find out where your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall is, and alhamdulillah, there's 36 stalls across the UK for the Islamic brothers and approximately 15 for the Islamic sisters. Find out from your local responsible Islamic brothers or your local Islamic sisters who are associated or attached with the environment of Dawati Islami, and ask them where your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall is, and attend there, inshallah, you'll request this, and the brothers will, inshallah, present it to you, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ji, regarding evil life.
Just, I would like to add there as well. And it's totally free as well.
Subhanallah. Labbaik, Aisab. Evil eye, in the Istikhara, somebody's have affected with the evil eye. That's normal, obviously. But don't take just a normal. Sometimes it gets serious as well, evil eye. But may Allah Ta'ala protect you from any type of difficulties or evil eye problems. Amen. Just recite 60 times, La ilaha illallah, 60 times, La ilaha illallah, and blow onto yourself will elevate the impact of the evil eye, inshallah. So just read it 60 times, La ilaha illallah, blow it on your hand, rub all over the body, or you can blow it directly on your body. Hopefully with that, inshallah, the effect will be removed.
The effect of evil eye will be removed, inshallah. Azmaish?
Ji, I said regarding azmaish, it's, I said mujarab in Urdu.
Tried and tested.
Tried and tested. So just try it every morning when you get up, read Salatul Fajr, and after that obviously do some wazaif as well. Especially the Durood-e Pak 330 times. But one wazif I'll mention is Ya Qahharu 100 times before and after Durood-e Pak, inshallah azawajal, any azmaish, any difficulties you're facing will be cleared, inshallah azawajal.
Subhanallah, Ya Qahharu, Ya Qahharu, Ya Qahharu 100 times, Durushi before and after, and inshallah azawajal, the azmaish will come to an end. Inshallah. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of the program. Inshallah azawajal, same time, same place, next week, only on Madani channel. Don't forget to tune in. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.